The number of new COVID-19 cases in Springfield, Massachusetts, continues to go down as the state picks up the pace of vaccinations for the coronavirus. There were 531 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Springfield last week, continuing a trend from a peak in the first week of January, when the city recorded 1,177 new cases, the highest weekly total since the start of the pandemic.
And so that is good news. We want to continue to go in that direction.
Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris, speaking Tuesday at Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's weekly COVID-19 update, warned that community spread of the virus remains high. Hampden County has the second highest incidence rate for COVID-19 of any county in the state. As the pace of vaccinations for the coronavirus picks up in Massachusetts, Calton-Harris said the Springfield Health Department is continuing to stress mitigation efforts to stop the spread of the disease, including wearing face coverings at all times in public places and maintaining social distancing.
Those are the things that's going to get us through until everyone is vaccinated and herd immunity is a part of our environment.
Springfield recorded 10 deaths from COVID-19 last week, bringing the pandemic death toll to 209 city residents.
This virus is taking valued members of families in our community out of our ranks, and we believe that it can be prevented.
Testing for COVID-19 is being expanded in Springfield to two neighborhood locations at the Rebecca Johnson Elementary School in Mason Square and at Kennedy Middle School in Indian Orchard. Mayor Sarno said he remains hopeful the state will allocate coronavirus vaccine to the city's health department so that it can open neighborhood vaccination sites.
We can do it, and you're doing that specifically for my Springfield residents and making it convenient in those neighborhood areas or the community center, schools, houses of worship.
The state is prioritizing its weekly allotment of roughly 100,000 vaccine doses from the federal government to mass vaccination sites. The only one in western Massachusetts is at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield. Last week, the state cut back on the amount of vaccine doses shipped to hospitals. As a result, Mercy Medical Center in Springfield closed its vaccine clinic. Baystate Health, the region's largest hospital network, is still receiving the same amount of vaccine as before, enough to do about 1,500 shots per day, the same as the Eastfield Mall site, said Baystate President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac. He said 4,000 people per day need to receive the shot in the Pioneer Valley if the goal of vaccinating everyone by the end of summer is going to be achieved.
I think we need both the Baystate program, the mall, and more if we're going to achieve the velocity we need to complete the job.
Also on Tuesday, CVS announced it was making vaccine appointments available at three of its pharmacy locations in western Massachusetts, including its store in Springfield's 16 Acres neighborhood. CVS is receiving vaccine directly from the federal government. Massachusetts hit a milestone last Friday of 1 million vaccine doses administered. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.